What a day in our city, and it is an honor to be here. The process was incredible. I think we're out a little bit earlier than we thought we might be today, but I won't repeat the discussion that many of y'all have heard. Today is a major milestone in a 40-year journey to fulfill the promises of the historic gas plan, and we are so excited that City Council has supported us moving forward. As we often say, process does matter, though, and it's important to note and fully acknowledge and respect the fact that the county still has to complete their process. And so we are in touch with our county commissioners. They are receiving briefings, and we're looking forward to them taking up their part of this process later on this month. But today is really about gratitude. I again want to take the opportunity to thank our City Council for their due diligence. And Ed, you're just showing off with your multiple notebooks today. I mean, I saw the stack behind you. But each of our council members, as you've heard, if you've watched the meetings, has been diligent about reviewing these materials and trying to make the very best decision for our city going forward. Want to thank our staff as well, led by Rob Gertis, our City Development Administrator James Corbett, all of our team administrative, our legal team, Jackie Kovalar. Does Jackie come to press conferences? So she's not here. And her team as well, and our outside consultants as well. Again, they have worked days, weekends, nights, you name it, on all of these agreements. And it's been a two-year process between the RFP, the term sheets, and now these agreements. Our staff has done an incredible job. The Community Benefits Advisory Council, the first time we've really implemented that on a major project. Also, I want to thank them for their work. And to our Hines Raise partners, we visioned, on a whiteboard about what our priorities were for the city, for the county, for Hines Raise going forward. We had major business points and milestones that we had to achieve, and we did that. And we were true to the process. It was a tough process. Rob Gertis has an enhanced reputation now. Where is Rob? as a tough negotiator. But we've always worked with the priorities of our community as the main issue. That was the main thing going forward, and it still is. After a brief break, we're going to get right back to work on the next phase of this process. We have to be true to the promises that are set forth in these agreements, and certainly from our administration and every city council member, we are committed to doing that. So it's a great day for our city, and I'm pleased now to introduce one of our great partners, our chair, Chair Deborah Fix-Anders.
So as we heard at the end of the vote, we are St. Pete. We are St. Pete, and I stand here proud, and I want to thank our mayor, who thought it not robbery and gave it due diligence to provide one of the best proposals in regards to this project that we've seen in a very long time. The city staff, thank you so much for hearing us. But more importantly, I have to thank all of the council members. Councilmember Gabbard, Councilmember Montaneri, Councilmember Hanowitz, Vice Chair Gertis, Councilmember Driscoll, Councilmember Muhammad, and Councilmember Floyd. Thank you. We went around and around, but everyone came to the same conclusion that we want what is best for our city. We want to thank all of those that came out today that shared all of their feedback and their concerns and their comments. We thank you. And constituents, please know we heard you and we still hear you. We want to thank the Rays and Hines and all of your partners and your teams for actually coming together and working with us to provide something that is going to, I know, be a monumental historical project for so many generations to come. And that was one of my main goals, is to ensure that those promises that were made are going to be kept. So for that, again, thank you so much for this project. Our work is yet to be begun. We are just getting started, and I appreciate the opportunity to stand here as chair on behalf of St. Petersburg City Council to say thank you, and now it's time to get to work.
Questions?